This is 90.3 FM. It's KEXP in Seattle, heard around the world on the web at kexp.org. Very excited to be down in KEXP's live performance space. I've got an excellent band going to perform live for us today. Quantic, welcome.
Thank you.
Take it away. live music here at KEXP. Mm-hmm. It's Quantic, sounding amazing. Live music here at KEXP. Quantic, and Company. Sounded great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, man. It's good to be here.
It's the first time playing live here at KEXP.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you on El Sonido. Let's do a quick start with an introduction. It's not just you here today. You got a great band with you.
No, this is the live setup we have here on Congas from Buenaventura, Colombia. The lovely Mr. Wilson Viveros, a.k.a. El Caiman.
Welcome.
And on horns and flute duties from Texas via New York, we have Sylvester Onyediaka.
Welcome.
A.k.a. Sly Fifth. On vocals from Rio, Brazil, we have the lovely Thalma de Freitas.
Welcome.
And also on vocals from Timbiquí, Cauca, Colombia, Nidia Góngora.
Welcome, Nidia, as well. One of my favorites. You guys sounded great today. You've got a brand new record. This is, it's being said, the first Quantic record since like 2006, which is true, but that doesn't mean you haven't been doing things. You've been doing all sorts of different projects. I'd like to talk about the new record, but first, since it's your first time here, let's do a little bit of history. We've been listening to Quantic tracks since like 2000 or so. Then you moved to Colombia around 2006, 2007?
Yeah, so up to 2007, I was based in Brighton, where the record label True Thoughts that I'm on was based and still is, and that's where I sort of started releasing records, and then eventually ended up meeting some friends and moving to Colombia just for 6 months, which ended up being like a six-year odyssey.
So you just went to go check it out?
Yeah, I went to my friend's grandfather lived there, and another friend, Beto Guillamont, who compiled all the Panama series and Columbia series for Soundwave Records. He was down there, and we met just down there, and yeah, kind of things kicked off.
Did you know much about Colombian music and or Latin music in general?
I'd kind of gone into Colombian and Venezuelan music previously to going there, and that was kind of, I wanted to learn more. And that was kind of the impetus of going there, but kind of only through recordings and not really ever seen anything live. So it was, yeah, a total deluge of sound.
And what kept you? Was it the music?
Music, life. I mean, just living my life there, you know, and just kind of, it's a very, I mean, okay, the rainy England, tropical Colombia. Uh-huh. You know, you make your choice.
I just went to Colombia this spring, I understand.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a cliche, but there's not many reasons to leave, but it is a beautiful place, and it certainly kept me involved.
So. What's the slogan? The only fear is not wanting to leave.
Yeah, I don't like saying that because that does actually, you know, the el único riesgo es quedar, but I'm not too sure if that's a good phrase because
it actually caught my attention. I'll give them the credit. They were playing, I was in Mexico City like 3-4 years ago, and they were running that commercial.
Yeah.
And it actually kind of kicked it off in my head, and it put Colombia high on my list. And of course, the music. I didn't know much about the country other than the music. And I really, really, really enjoyed going to Colombia.
Yeah, it's a fantastic country. And I think it's like, you know, all countries that have a bad reputation, you know, it's a new era and it's a new time. Although, you know, there's still troubles, but it's not, it shouldn't put anyone off from going and exploring and understanding it and meeting people. And Colombians are one of the most hospitable people, you know. And so I level par with Mexicans, I would say, you know. It's like very, very friendly people.
Most definitely. So you put out some Quantic records, and when you moved to Colombia, did you... You had, I think, one more Quantic record just as yourself, and then you started some groups as well.
Yeah, so there was... It was a bit of a musical mess, but a lovely musical mess.
Yeah.
So when I moved to Colombia, I was completing the Tropodelico record, which was a Quantic Soul Orchestra record, which had been primarily a funk and soul band based in Brighton. But then that record, I started in London, did the middle bit in Panama City, and then finished it off when I was living in Cali. So it was the kind of this three-stage kind of thing, and it slowly sort of Latinized. And then once I was there, I set up a band called the Combo Barbaro, which is where Nidia came into play, and we met and started recording in my studio there, Sonido del Valle. And then all these other things sprung up. You know, I learned accordion and set up a band called Los Míticos del Ritmo, and then got involved with Mario Galeano, and we made a recording in Medellin called Onda Tropica. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, lots of different kind of tangents along the way.
It's been great. You definitely haven't had a shortage of music in the 6 years since the Quantic record. We're huge fans of the Onda Tropica record here. I played on my show all the time, and just KXP in general playing that all the time, as well as the Alice Russell collaboration. And that was kind of interesting because I think she was a little hotter in people's minds with this record, but you've been working together since the very beginning, correct? She did vocals on like your first stuff.
Yeah, she was living in Brighton when I was living up in the West Midlands, and the label recommended I speak with her, so they put me in touch with her. And it was back in the days where mini disc was like the latest thing, you know. Uh-huh. So I would record her things on mini disc, send it down to her. We never met, and it was just like a postal sort of working relationship. So I would send it in the mail, she would record on top of it and send it back to me, and then I kind of put it back in the music and mix it in. And I didn't meet her for a long time. And eventually when I moved to Brighton, we kind of hit it off and started the Quantic Soul Orchestra with a bunch of layabouts from the West Midlands that I moved down with. And we put something together, and Alice was the principal singer in the group, and it was a super fun time. You know, we were very young. It was quite a new thing. There were like 11 of us driving around in like battered old Ford Transit vans trying to get around England and play shows. And it was a very cool time. And then when I was living in Colombia, it was very logical to kind of continue that productive relationship with her. And she came out twice in 2007 and 2008. And we recorded in Cali with also Mike Simmons, her violin player.
Very cool. Once again, we're talking with Quantic, brand new full-length record. It is called Magnetica. So while you were in Colombia working on the Onda Tropica project, the stuff with Alice, Combo Bárbaro, were you thinking in your mind, or as music was coming, that these were going to be Quantic solo tracks for an upcoming record? How long has this record been in your mind?
Well, I guess the geographic location of Colombia was really important to me, not solely because for Colombia's, you know, as a region, but, you know, living in Europe and being based in England, like I once started DJing, I got an understanding of like territories, you know, going to France, going to Switzerland, you know, knowing what's good in Germany, with this and that. So being based in Colombia afforded sort of the capacity to have an ear for different places. So I would start traveling to Panama. I would travel to a lot to Venezuela, and also to Brazil. This is where I met Lovey Dalma in Rio, and it was very, very cool for that reason, for kind of getting to know different sounds in that region, which I don't think I wouldn't come across that unless I was living there. So yeah, this was a basis of this record was started when I was living in Cali, and then also in Bogota, and just kind of chipping away at it, really, you know, all these musically, just kind of because it's principally a recorded album, you know, recording form, you know, so it's just like you just kind of put things in the bag, you know, every couple of months, mm-hmm. have an idea, record it, chip away at it, and over 3 years kind of just eventually kind of arm kind of a little little spread of songs.
And a lot of the stuff that you have been working on, like with Onda Tropica, was mostly band music, and there's more electronic elements in this record, is that correct?
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, with Onda Tropica and the Combo Bar record, these are very, in essence, sort of photographic records, in the sense it was about kind of musicians being principally in the studio at the same time in a very small, tight, sweaty Cali studio with no air conditioning. Not too dissimilar to the KX.
It's super hot, sweaty in here right now.
That was the essence of those recordings. And then I guess, you know, with laptops and modern production, you're afforded this ability to collaborate, you know, over the internet, or like kind of almost like musically montage all these different elements. So that's why it's a little bit, you know, it's about gathering, it's kind of getting things together all over, really. So I'm a fan of Ethiopian music, so I work with Derek, the ambassador on the record, who's based in Australia but he's from Ethiopia. And then, you know, on the song you heard, I Was de Sorongo, Miguel Atwood Ferguson did the string arrangement in Los Angeles and then sent that down to Bogota. So it's very kind of little patchwork record, really.
It's got a cohesive sound, but part of what is cool about it is it's literally all over the map, from Rio to Ethiopia to Jamaica to right there in Colombia. And it's got electronics in it, but it still has that great warmth that you have, that great live, musical feel.
Yeah, I'm getting my air miles in. Yeah?
It's true. Once again, the record is called Magnetica. This is Quantic and Company. Let's hear a couple more tracks.
Sure. We're going to do an oldie. This is a song back from 2004, I think, called Mishaps Happening.
Okay. Take it away. This is Quantic live on KEXP. We'll be right back. Quantic live here at KEXP.
Thank you.
As if it wasn't hot enough in here already. Live music from Quantic and Ban. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just a pleasure to have you in KEXP performing live. Thanks for all the great music through the years. And I'll post some information on the real-time playlist so listeners can learn more about you, the music. Brand new record is called Magnetica. That is out now. Make sure and catch this group live. Check out the record. I look forward to more Quantic and more Quantic collaborations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, please check out the website too, if possible, www.quantic.org.
You got it. Thank you so much, and thank you to the band. Sounded awesome.
Thank you.
Obrigado.
Thanks. Gracias. De nada. Gracias. Thank you, Kevin, for doing the sound. This is KEXP, Seattle.